Today's topic is increasing activity or exercise and the monitors that you might use to get them to see that. We spend a lot of time about eating, about what to eat, strategies of what to eat, how they're a part of your lifestyle and it's important. And weight loss really is 80% nutrition, which is why I focus so much about nutrition, which is why I want you to cook, or if you do cook, to cook differently. Why I want you to become a food snob or a foodie in your circle of friends. So I want you to love food and to really great food, not the mindless, tasteless crap that's served in the majority of restaurants. But the other 20% of weight loss is activity, burning more calories than you consume. Because of weight loss surgery, most individuals aren't going to be eating as many calories as they did before, but they still kind of want that extra boost. And most patients, when they come to me, are kind of that turning point in their lives. The weight's kept them from doing things, both because they're carrying around a lot of excess weight, which makes them tired, and they might be a bit shy about being in social situations with that excess weight. But I want to bring you back to a time. You may remember the first job you had. Now, a job was fun and exciting because you got to make some money, but it kept you from your friends. And if you remember back to those times, your real day started when the work was done. That's when life began, 5 o'clock, when you can go and play. And then things settled down a bit in your life. Instead of going out and doing things, you went home and you ate. And then the weight came on. Instead of going home and playing, you went home to eat. And ultimately, that 5 pounds became 10, became 30. And when you went home after work and after eating, you were spending the evening on the couch and just recharging your battery so the next morning you'd have the energy to go back to work. Weekends became more of the time to play, and then weekends were all about recharging again. More and more life became closed in and limited, all because of eating food that probably wasn't particularly tasty but was quite plentiful. But now it's time to change that. But I want you to change it differently than just going to a gym and working out. If you want to do that, great. But here's what I want you to think about. An hour in the gym is not doing as good for you as doing a little bit extra all the time. So what do I mean by that? It's time to start increasing your activity bit by bit every day. If you can change your desk from one to you sit to one you stand, do that. Park further from the office and walk more. Take the dogs for the walk. Don't sit down in front of the television or the computer for more than 30 minutes at a time. Get up, walk around. If you have a power lawnmower, get rid of it. Get a push lawnmower. Get up, sweep the kitchen. The more things you do all the time, the more it's going to add up during the day. And you know, those increases in activities are worth more than an hour in the gym. So here's the other part. I'm going to want you to spend a little bit of money and get some sort of activity monitor. There's a bunch of them out there. There's the Jawbone and stuff. I happen to have the Nike Fuel. I like it. It fits on my wrist. It's unobtrusive. It's easy to tell me how I'm making to my goal. You can set your own goals with these activity monitors. Fitbit has one also. And you can monitor them daily, and you can see what you're doing and if it's effective. You know why I want you to do this? Because I want you to start out and seeing where you are so you have it memorialized just like you have that photo of you before and after. So get one of these monitors. I'll tell you some of the things that I learned. When I go and play golf on Sunday, I hit about 1,800 Nike field points, which is pretty good. But one day, my wife had to leave for a couple of hours while I had my field band on in the afternoon after I played golf. So for 2 hours, I followed my three-year-old trying to keep him from killing himself or the dog or me. And it turns out I used about 3,000 Nike fuel points. When I mentioned this to the people at Nike, I don't get paid for endorsing this, by the way, they said, you know what, being a dad's a sport, everything you do. So that just proves that every little bit of increasing activity helps. Now, I could have sat on my couch and talked to him, but I chose to run around with him. It's a lot more. And that's what it's about, opening up your life and getting active again. Here's one excuse I never buy from my patients. The patient will come in, they've gained some weight, and they'll say, well, I was hurt last month and didn't get to the gym, so I gained weight. First of all, it isn't you didn't get to the gym. You gained weight because you ate. Secondly, there are a lot of things that a person can do, a lot, that even a person who's in a wheelchair bound can do to help them get fit. So if you have an injury, see a physical therapist, they'll help you. But here's the key. Increase activity, everything you do on a daily basis. Get a monitor for your activity, whether it be the Jawbone or the Fitbit or the Nike Fuel. Make some goals and plan on exceeding them on a daily basis. So, hope you enjoyed that. It's time to get out and get active because that's what this is all about. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson. Please subscribe to my newsletter. You can find that at drsimpson.com. Comes out weekly every week at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning. I hope you find it useful. And if you've had either the lap band or if you've had the gastric sleeve, we have some courses you can find on drsimpson.com. I hope you like them. Good day.